like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time, Johnny.
Now, Linny, I think you've had a cat or two in your time, haven't you?
I sure have. A couple of them have been buried in my backyard, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yep. Do you dare do that? Stephen King's Pet Cemetery is out for the third time.
Stephen King is the king of scary. And I love The Shining. I love Carrie. So I was expecting to be scared out of my wits.
Okay.
I really wasn't. Once again, a cat is the star of this movie. Remember, we saw Captain Marvel, and it was Goose the cat. This time, we've got Churchill.
Uh-huh.
He transforms into this terrifying, hissing monster of a meower.
His family has moved from Boston to Maine. Now, why they didn't vet this a little more carefully to know that there are two, not one, but two cemeteries behind their house.
And plus, their driveway leads right into a highway where thundering trucks whiz on by.
I know, right? But like all scary movies, you have to suspend your disbelief.
He wants a calm life.
Right. You know, there's a lot in this movie about changing your life and being careful how you change your life.
You have to notice the details.
It may look so romantic on the outside. You better take a more careful look at it.
Right. And I don't think he knew about the land in back of his house.
I think not.
That is a cemetery for pets. And death is the main theme of this movie.
There are two things that I think of when you say that. First of all, kids are always interested in what death means.
But the afterlife. Because he is a doctor and he's so familiar with dealing with death, he thinks once you die, that's the end.
Or he did think that.
Yeah. And his wife, who is haunted by the very disturbing death of her disfigured sister, wants to believe in the afterlife.
Kids are always interested in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very child-centered in that sense, inquisitive sense.
Right.
And as you say, the doc is sure there isn't any until he meets this resurrected cat and who knows what else.
Right.
And I think
it changed it.
And that's Jason Clarke, who's been... I just saw him in Aftermath. He's a really fine actor.
He is a very good actor, and I think I said this to you. Watching him, I thought he was a cross between Paul Newman and Bill Murray for some reason.
Oh, was it Bill Murray?
His face sort of looked like between the two of them.
Right.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. He misses the Paul Newman beauty, but he has the same kind of mouth, classic mouth and nose.
Right.
And so. But anyway, he's a really good,
solid actor.
And one of the things I like about his performance here is that except when the film progresses, he's not over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of cool.
Right.
You know, we've made a change in our life. We've got, there are some things we have to face here. And I like it for that reason. Now, beyond that, the board that announces is the Pet Cemetery has cemetery misspelled.
Right.
So you've got an idea. Things are not going to be normal.
No.
Things are going to be... what about John Lithgow?
Oh, he's great. He plays their neighbor, Judd. He is the one who introduces the kids and the family to this cemetery. But there's also another cemetery behind that one.
You got it.
That one that has magic dirt in it. And that can bring the dead back to life.
I know it. It's really bizarre. It's really Stephen King's world.
Yes.
And it's topsy-turvy. But I do like the fact that he tackles some problems, not much in depth, such as death and the afterlife, and also the replacing of your life with another one. And the care that you need to do with that. And with horror experts like our colleague, Hope Madden, who thinks that the film delivers.
It delivers.
Now, Linda, could you bring your grandchildren to this?
Oh, definitely not.
Linda Boss McClelland. The film is the adaptation of Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. What grade do you award it?
I'll do the whole thing. I'm thinking, why doesn't he just move back to Boston and get a new cat? But, of course, there wouldn't be a movie. It's a decent film. I'll give it a B.
Yes, and I'll agree with you. So happy viewing until we get toward the summer and get some of our big blockbusters.
Right.
This will do it for you.
Yeah. Meow. Meow. Wow. Meow. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.